Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
All right, what are we talking about today, Tiffany?
So last time we were talking about a show that a woman called Davina McCall, she's hosting. And what she does is she travels to places with extreme weather conditions.
Okay.
And she tries to see what the wildlife or how the people and animals survive there.
So we did see that she was meeting a cheetah at this wildlife sanctuary. So she's finding out about how this cheetah survives in the desert, because in Namibia, it's very dry there. It doesn't rain for many years at times. So she wants to know more about how these animals live without this kind of, without water and in this kind of heat.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to continue on with Davina's adventures in Namibia. So let's find out what she gets up to first.
Reading.
Life at the Extreme. Davina walks next to Kiki, a 14-year-old cheetah that is used to being around people. As the sun rises, Kiki spots a group of springbok antelope. She stalks and chases them, but fails in her first hunt of the day. Because of the heat, cheetahs stop chasing after about 300 meters. That evening, Davina goes for a ride on the Arindi Game Reserve with game ranger Henko Banjis. Soon, they spot some giraffes. Henko says the spots on a giraffe are not just for camouflage. They cool the animal down too. Blood vessels under a giraffe's dark spots are closer to the skin. As the wind blows, this helps to keep giraffes cool. Hippopotamuses then arrive on the scene, and Davina learns how they survive in the heat. Special sweat. Hippos have a kind of sunblock in their sweat that keeps them from getting a sunburn. These are just a few examples of the many ways animals survive on the show Life at the Extreme.
All right, so our article first starts off with Davina walks next to Kiki, a 14-year-old cheetah that is used to being around people.
Okay.
Ah, friendly cat.
Now, I suppose in the animal sanctuary, there are a lot of people there helping the animals, so after 14 years, you probably get used to being around people, but not as dangerous as maybe someone, an animal that lives in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
The article continues to say, as the sun rises, Kiki spots a group of springbok antelope. Now, let's talk about this springbok antelope here for a second. An antelope is an animal that kind of looks like a deer, but it only lives in Asia and Africa. Now, a springbok antelope is one that's found in the southwestern part of Africa, where Namibia is. Now, its name springbok means jump and antelope in the Afrikaans language of South Africa.
Uh-huh.
And it means this because this antelope is the only antelope that can jump up to 2 meters in the air.
That's quite high.
Mm-hmm. It is very high.
Amazing. All right, so next the article says, she stalks and chases them, but failed in her first hunt of the day.
Oh.
Okay, so a lot of animals do this. They stalk their prey.
Mm-hmm.
Stalk, S-T-A-L-K, it's a verb and it means to chase and approach very sneakily or very stealthily.
So you're very quiet.
So you're like, So think about a lioness and how she is looking for its food, or we call it a prey. She will keep an eye out on it until it is the right time to move in for the kill.
Okay.
For example, we can say the lion stalks the antelope and then goes in for the kill.
Okay, now we also saw the word hunt here, spelled H-U-N-T, hunt. Now, a hunt is used as a noun in this sentence. It's an occasion when people or other animals, like the lioness or cheetah, chase animals in order to catch or kill them. Now, we often use the word hunt as a verb, as in I'm going hunting, I'm going to kill an animal. Now, as an example, we could say the mother lioness is on a hunt for food to feed her cubs. We've got two lioness sentences there for you guys today.
Right. All right, so next the article says, because of the heat, cheetahs stop chasing after about 30 meters. Okay, we talk about meters, M-E-T-E-R. It's our vocabulary word, and it's a type of measurement for length. So it's just to see how far something is. Okay, we use different kinds of units to measure length. Like we have centimeter if you want to measure something that's quite small. Then we have kilometer. So meter is like basically the base of it, and then you see if it's small or big.
Right.
Okay, whereas in the United States, they use foot or feet, and then they change it to yard.
Okay.
So for example, we could say the size of an Olympic swimming pool is 50 meters long.
All right, well, Davina's got a busy day. It's early in the morning here in Namibia. The article says, that evening, Davina goes for a ride on the Irindi Game Reserve with game ranger Henkel Bantjes. Now, we saw the word reserve here. It's spelled R-E-S-E-R-V-E, reserve. And it's an area of land where wild animals or plants are officially protected. The Irindi Game Reserve, Irindi means piece of water or place of water, is in the center of Namibia and covers an area of 700 square kilometers. Now, it's a leopard reserve, and it's an important activity here to take care of the leopards. But it also has a big population of rhinoceros, lion, hyenas, leopards, and cheetahs.
And I think they do this because a lot of times people go hunting in Africa for, you know, elephant trunks or stuff like that. So it's here to, this place is just to protect the animals and make sure that they're okay. So we also saw in the article the word ranger. Okay, so a ranger, R-A-N-G-E-R, it's a person, noun, and he's a keeper of a park, forest, or area of a countryside. So this means that it is their job to make sure that all the animals and all the visitors are safe.
That's true. How could we use it in an example sentence?
We can say, the ranger took us to see the amazing African animals in the safari.
Very interesting. An interesting vacation to go on. Now, they're going to come across another cool animal here. The first one was the cheetah, but now the article says, soon they spot some giraffes.
That's my favorite.
I also really like giraffes.
And it must be kind of amazing to see, too, because they're so tall. All right, the article then says, Henko says the spots on a giraffe are not just for camouflage. They cool the animal down, too.
Okay.
Cool. I never knew that. Okay. What does camouflage here mean? It's spelled C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E. It's a noun, and it means the way an animal hides itself from its enemies or how they can blend into their surroundings. It's most of the time very natural. Like, for example, the color of their fur helps them blend into their surroundings.
Oh, so it might be the same color as the trees or the grass or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Okay. For example, we could say the rabbit's white fur acts as a camouflage in the snow.
Oh, that makes sense. Now, I wish I had some spots to cool me down in that hot weather.
Me too.
And hide from people. But let's find out a bit more about these spots. The article says, blood vessels under a giraffe's dark spots are closer to the skin. Now, a blood vessel, vessel is spelled V-E-S-S-E-L, vessel, is one of the veins or tubes that blood goes through in a body. So we have them too. So if you can see, sometimes you see the blue lines. Those are the blood vessels in your body. As an example, we could say, when Eric fell, he broke some blood vessels and got a big bruise on his me.
Ouch.
So if your skin ever turns like black and blue and purple, that's a bruise and the blood vessels are broken.
Mm. But don't worry, you won't die.
No, I won't kill you.
It fixes itself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next in the article it says, as the wind blows, this helps keep giraffes cool.
Mm.
Oh, I really like that. It's like their own built-in air conditioner.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, now of course, there are many animals for Davina to see at this game reserve. Next, the article says, hippopotamuses, that's a really long one.
Big word.
Yep. Then arrive on the scene, and Davina learns how they survive in the heat, special sweat. Now let's look at this long word here. Let's spell it. It's spelled H-I-P-P-O-P-O-T-A-M-U-S, hippopotamus. And it's a large gray African animal with a huge mouth and a very strong jaw. It also lives near water. And just because we don't want to always say hippopotamus, we often call them hippos for short.
I like that better.
Mm-hmm. Now, for example, my son likes to watch the hippopotamuses at the zoo.
Ooh. Or actually, you know there's a game that I used to play as a kid?
Mm-hmm. Hungry Hippo. Yeah.
So, all right. So let's take a quick break to watch a video about our shortcut for you for today.
Mm-hmm.
Arrive on the scene.
Great.
Shortcut for you.
This is a very nice flower. I wonder if it's for me. Is there a card?
Aha! I see I've arrived on the scene just in time. What are you looking for in my bag?
Singing? What singing? Are you pretending to act in a play again?
No, I'm not. This time it's real. Arrive on the scene means to reach the place of something that's already happening.
I see what you mean. Arrive on the scene means 登场出现.
That's right. Now, what exactly are you doing with my bag?
I just wanted to see who this flower was for.
Well, actually, it's for you.
Me?
Yes. I got you a flower, but now it looks like you're trying to steal from me, so I'm going to keep it.
What? Please, give me back. Alright, so as we learned, arrive on the scene means to reach the location of an event while it is happening.
Okay.
We can say, for example, the queen's crown was missing and the police quickly arrived on the scene.
I think that would happen very quickly, yes. Now we also saw the verb survive in that sentence. It's spelled S-U-R-V-I-V-E, survive. Survive means to continue to live normally, even though you may face many problems. For example, I don't know how these plants survive in the desert. How do they live without rain?
I know.
Mm.
Next, the article says, hippos have a kind of sunblock in their sweat that keeps them from getting a sunburn.
Mm.
Wow, these animals are really cool.
Yeah. I wish I had some sunblock in my sweat.
Natural sunblock.
Mm, I burn all the time.
All right, so what is sweat? Sweat is spelled S-W-E-A-T. It's a noun and it means the extra moisture or water in our skin. And it comes out because it's really, really hot, or maybe you have a fever, or maybe you become so scared that you start to sweat. So any kind of, you feel it in the summer, that's called sweat.
Yeah.
For example, we can say, everyone was covered in sweat after running in the rain.
Mm-hmm. Now, actually, sweat is a way of your body cooling you down, keeping you cool. So when you're sweating, that's the way your body is saying, okay, we need to cool down so the water comes out.
Oh.
Now, if you keep somebody from doing something, or this sunblock keeps the hippopotamuses from burning, it means you stop them from doing something. We could also say stop somebody from doing something or prevent somebody from doing something. Another example could be, all of this stress is keeping me from sleeping well at night.
Aww.
Oh, I can't sleep well.
Next in the article it says, these are just a few examples of the many ways animals survive on the show, life at the extreme.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's really cool to see how each animal can adapt to their environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the giraffes in their spots,
mm-hmm.
the hippopotamuses,
yeah.
it's a long word, in their sweat.
And
it's really cool.
The cheetahs always stop running after about 300 meters, and that's because they're too hot. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, cheetahs are the fastest animals, so if they can't catch prey in 300 meters, then that's the way their bodies tell them, now it's
okay.
time to cool down.
Exactly.
You need to try again next time, right?
So, yeah, that, mm-hmm. it was really fun learning about all these animals.
Yeah, I actually didn't know that about hippos or giraffes.
Me too. I thought mm-hmm. it was because they were cute, so that's why they got the spot. All right, so let's take a short break, and let's take a look at our For You chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our question for today is, mm-hmm. what is the most extreme place you have been?
Mm.
Describe it.
All right, well, I've actually been to a couple of extreme places in the world. A few years ago, I took the train all the way from London to the other side of the continent, so
wow.
almost all the way to Korea.
Wow.
And to get there, I had to go through Siberia, which is in Russia, and it's the very cold part of Russia that not many people live in. It's very cold. It's very hard to live there. There's not a lot of hills. It's a lot of flat ground. And I took the train through it. Luckily, I didn't have to spend much time
mm-hmm.
there because it was still winter there. And it
oh,
was,
wow.
It was covered in snow, and it was really, really cold. And I've also been to Mongolia.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, which is just below Russia. And it does have a desert. I didn't go to the desert, but it does have this area that's just hills of fields, hills and hills and hills.
Oh, that's pretty.
Mm-hmm. And it was very, very beautiful, but it was very empty, which is not
oh, okay.
something I'm used to. It was
mm-hmm.
very empty. It was winter, so there wasn't a lot of grass. The animals were very hungry,
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. So that was a really cool
that's really
experience.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think for me, the most extreme place I've been to, I think it's Tromsø.
Okay.
It's in Norway, and it's actually really, really up north.
Oh,
so it's
so
really
cold.
Cool. It's really mm-hmm. cold, but very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's all like glaciers and...
Right.
I now think that's the most extreme.
Did you see the beautiful northern lights in the sky?
I was very lucky, and
yes,
I saw it.
That's very cool. I've never seen them, and I'm from Canada, which is too bad. But what about you guys? Have you guys been to an extreme place? And if you haven't, what kind of extreme place would you like to go to? Talk about it with your friends and classmates. But for now, we have to say goodbye. So I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Life at the extreme. Davina walks next to Kiki, a 14-year-old cheetah that is used to being around people. As the sun rises, Kiki spots a group of springbok antelope. She stalks and chases them, but fails in her first hunt of the day. Because of the heat, cheetahs stop chasing after about 300 meters. That evening, Davina goes for a ride on the Arindi Game Reserve with game ranger Henko Benjis. Soon, they spot some giraffes. Henko says the spots on a giraffe are not just for camouflage. They cool the animal down, too. Blood vessels under a giraffe's dark spots are closer to the skin. As the wind blows, this helps to keep giraffes cool. Hippopotamuses then arrive on the scene, and Davina learns how they survive in the heat. Special sweat. Hippos have a kind of sunblock in their sweat that keeps them from getting a sunburn. These are just a few examples of the many ways animals survive on the show Life at the Extreme.
Vocabulary Review. Hunt. The men of the village went on a hunt to bring home food for their families. Meter. Usain Bolt won Olympic gold medals in both the 100 meter and 200 meter races. Reserve. Many animals live on this nature reserve, where they can be protected from danger. Hippopotamus. Although hippopotamuses look cute and friendly, they are actually very dangerous. Survive. None of the passengers on the plane survived the terrible crash. Sweat. After running in the hot sun for an hour, Mitch's body was covered in sweat.